Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
If you open your Bible, I want to read a passage in the Word of God, Exodus chapter 25. And right now we're going to pray. Exodus chapter 25. Hallelujah. Verse 23. Do you guys have it? Exodus chapter 25, verse 23. I want to share with you this morning. Honestly, I don't even know what to name it. But we're going to name it, I want the steak. I don't want an appetizer. Always has to do with food, huh? I want the steak. Not the appetizer. But it says, you shall also make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its width, and a cubit and a half its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a molding of gold all around. You shall make for it a frame of hand-breaded all around, and you shall make a gold molding for the frame all around. And you shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings on the 4 corners that are at its 4 legs. The rings shall be close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. You shall make its dishes, its pans, its pitchers, and its bowls for pouring. You shall make them of pure gold, and you shall set the showbread on the table before me always. I read, you might be wondering, as I read this passage, but I wanted to read it because when it has to do in the Old Testament, when it came to the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the dwelling place of God, where he met his people. The tabernacle was the place of God where he met his people. As they enter the tabernacle, they pass. Now, you got to remember this. If you've ever read, like in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, when they would enter the tabernacle, they pass through 7 stations. And each station represented a place of God and his presence. But today I want to share with you one of them. And it's the table of the showbread. The table of showbread. And that's the reason why I read Exodus 25. And let me give you a couple little things about this because it's very interesting. The table and the bread were a picture of God's willingness to fellowship and commune or have communion with man. That is the reason why God created you and I, is to worship Him and have fellowship with Him. And when the Bible talks about fellowship and communion, or this, the table of showbread, it meant this. It meant sharing something in common with man. That's why anytime that you are in prayer or in the presence of God, you want the whole thing, everything that God has for you. Amen. I don't want, or at least we shouldn't want, just like a drive-through prayer. Amen. But we want a fellowship. Fellowship, communion with God. And the primary purpose of the table, hear me out, was to hold the showbread, also called, notice what it's also called, the bread of the presence. The bread of the presence. Literally, they say it is the bread of the face. Why the bread of the face? Because it was to be always in the Lord's presence, the bread. Now, I'm going to share with you a little bit about bread, about fresh bread. How many here like fresh bread? Amen? We don't, back in the day when me and Pastor Eddie Garcia used to work at a warehouse, Imperial Stores, there was this one gentleman, he would always bring donuts. Now, we're not criticizing or talking bad, okay? So just hear me out. So he would bring donuts and he would laugh at the table. And he says, I brought you guys donuts. But the moment you would take a bite out of that donut, those donuts were very, very hard. See, they were not fresh. And you know what was his remark, his answer? He says, I know how to fix that, or you can fix it. He says, just grab that hard donut and dunk it in the coffee and it'll soften it. But see, church, we want the fresh bread. Amen? I want fresh bread from heaven. That's how you get fresh bread, church. It's to be in the Lord's presence always. Amen. I don't know about you, church, but I want to testify about my own testimonies. Amen. I don't want to be sharing other people's testimonies. I want to share my own experiences, my own personal testimonies of what God has done in my life and what God is doing in my life. Are you understanding this morning, church? Amen. I don't want to be sharing a testimony that's 55 years old. I want to share something that is new, something that is fresh, something that God just did in my life. Amen. A breakthrough that God just did in my life. That's what I want, church. And how do you get that? It's to stay in the presence of Almighty God. So the table of showbread was a small table, as we just read in Exodus 25. It was a small table made of acacia wood and overlaid with pure gold. It measured 3 feet long and 1.5 feet wide and 2 feet, 3 inches tall. This table was also to have rings and poles necessary to carry it, as well as accompanying dishes, pans, and so forth, all made out of pure gold. Whenever they would enter the tabernacle where God dwelt, when you would go in into the holy place, not the holy of holies, but the holy place, the moment you would go in, at your right hand, it stood there in the holy place. You had the showbread. And that showbread had 12 loaves of bread, 2 rows, 6 on each side, which many say it represented 12 tribes of Israel. Now, you got to remember, every time you read, you study the Bible, when you read Numbers, it always has a message. Amen? So the priests, what they would do, their function was to bake the bread, hear me out, with fine flour. Amen? Fine flour. And it remained on the table before the Lord for how long? For a week. Every Sabbath day, the priests would remove it. Hear me. They would remove it and eat it in the holy place. Then they would put fresh bread on the table. See, they wouldn't leave it there to get stagnant. No, they would leave it there. They would exchange it because it had to be what? Fresh. Amen? Fresh. How many want a fresh touch from God? Amen? New answered prayers. How many want new answered prayers? Amen? How many want God to do something new, something fresh in your life, in your family, your marriage, your finances? Amen. You want something new. Lord Jesus, do something new in my life. Do something new at my work. Do something new in my ministry. Do something fresh. We want the fresh bread, church. Amen. I don't want none of that stuff that dunk your bread in the hot coffee. No. We want something fresh. And the Bible says that only priests could eat the bread. And it could only be eaten in the holy place because it was holy. And you know that in the new covenant, because Exodus 25 speaks of the old covenant, but Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, says that the new covenant is even better. With better, look what the Bible says, with better promises. And then when you go to Peter, 1 Peter, it talks about that you and I are what? Priests. Amen? Did you know that? You and I are priests. Amen? Now you and I have access to the Holy of Holies. We have access to the presence of God. Amen? Back in the day, the high priest could only go in there, what? Once a year. See, but now our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and rose from the dead, because of him, now you and I have access to the presence of God to get fresh bread. Hallelujah. See, I don't think we realize, church, how blessed we are. Everything outside of the Lord can be growing old, boring, same thing, same routine, same life. But when you are in the Lord, God is in the business of doing new things. When you read the word, you find out that God always does new things. In matter of fact, when you and I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that you and I became a new creation. Hallelujah. Amen. So I believe this morning that God's about to do something new in your life, something new in your heart, something new in your mind, because God is in the house. That's why literally the showbread was called the bread of the presence. Literally the bread of the face. Because the bread was always in the presence of God. Let me tell you something, church. Anytime, hear me out. If you've never experienced it, or maybe you have experienced it, stay hungry for the presence of God. If you've never been in the presence of God, I pray you ask the Lord, Lord, I want to be in your presence. Because in the presence of the Lord, amen, in the presence of the Lord, there is joy. There is joy in the presence of God, church. Everything changes. Sickness has to leave. In the presence of God, God does something new. In the presence of God, it changes your mindset. In the presence of God, church, he does something radical, something new. Two main things happen. Two main things, real quick. The table of bread or the showbread, also two things, real quick, represented God's provision for Israel. And the reason for that was because God made a covenant with Israel. See, when you make a covenant, you fulfill. God always fulfilled what he said. The covenant was that the one who will redeem, and he would also care for them. And when you read the Bible, you will find out that God gave them manna. In Exodus chapter 16, when you read, God gave them manna, and he gave it to them, the Bible says, daily. Are you getting that, church? That God takes care of you. He takes care of you daily. How many know that God doesn't work, you know, he's once in a while? No. God takes care of you daily. How many know that God's going to take care of you today? How many can believe that tomorrow God will take care of you? But let me add this, church. Maybe today is a good day, but God's going to take care of you today. Maybe tomorrow it might be a little hard, but guess what? God will take care of you tomorrow. Maybe by Friday it's a super great day. Guess what? God will take care of you. See, God, he made a covenant with them. God's not like, you know what, maybe I don't think today I'm going to take care of them. No. When you're in the presence of God, church, you don't doubt. Did you hear that? When you're in the presence of God, church, you don't doubt. See, the Bible says, that's what the Bible says, faith is now. It's to believe God now. Faith is not, you know what, give me 21 days. And, you know, I'll have faith. No. Hear me, church. The Bible says faith is now. So not only he's the source, church. And secondly, now I'm going to finish right here. Is intimate fellowship between God and his children, us. There's a lot of examples in the Bible about, like one of them is in the Old Testament, Abraham. In chapter 18 of Genesis, Genesis chapter 18, is an example of how God always has fellowship with his children. It's real easy, church. You say yes to God, God will fellowship with you. How many know God is a gentleman? You say no to God, God won't fellowship with you. But if you invite him, God will fellowship with you. Amen? Fellowship, it was like an invitation to share a meal. An extension of friendship. Eating together often is an act of fellowship. God was willing for man to enter his presence. For what? To fellowship with God. And this invitation was always open. Church, just a reminder, his invitation is always open. Amen? Just show up. God's willing to bless you. God is willing to give you. God is willing to raise you up. God is willing to give you strength. God is willing to give you wisdom. God is a willing God, church. He's not a rejection God. God is a willing God. If you are willing. If you're not willing, he's a gentleman. Why do you think? Look at the life of Jesus Christ. They were hating on Jesus. Why? Because Jesus, he was the Word. Amen. Jesus was the Word. He is the Word. And when you read, you study the Gospels from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see how, what did Jesus do? Jesus would sit down and fellowship with who? The tax collectors. The prostitutes. The sinners. Those who everybody else rejected, Jesus would fellowship with them. Well, see, because when you're in the presence of the Lord, church, he changes everything. He changes your heart. He changes your mindset. You see things differently. That's why we need the presence of God. Just why do you think at any time the Lord touches you, anytime the Spirit of the Lord ministers to you, when he speaks to you by his word is bread, his word is manna. Anytime the word of God speaks to you, anytime you are in the presence of God, he changes you. Tell your neighbor, I need a change. I need a change now. Amen. Now. Don't wait. I'm going to change when I go to the men's camp. I'm going to change when I go to the women's fellowship. No. You're going to change now. Now, now. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible says that he came to save sinners. The gospel says in the gospel of John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said these words. He says, I am the bread of life. And he says, that's what I'm saying. God is a gentleman, church. He says, he who comes to me shall never hunger. See, when you go to the Lord, he ain't going to give you an appetizer. He's going to give you the steak. Too many are too, satisfied with just a little appetizer. Little carrots. Amen. You know those little carrots they give at Buffalo Wings? No. I want the steak. I want the protein. I want the healthy stuff. I want a healthy relationship with God. That's why I need his presence. I don't want appetizers once in a while. No, no, no. I want him. I want everything that God has in store for me. And he also says, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. See, not only is he going to feed you, but is he going to give you something to drink? Again, church, he says, I am the bread of life. Let me tell you something, church. Outside of God, you will never be satisfied as being in his presence. You're always going to be full. You're always going to be satisfied. You're always going to be victorious. You will be blessed. The favor of God will be on your life. Amen. You will be above, not beneath. You will be blessed coming in, blessed going out. Everything you do will prosper when you are in the presence of God, church. Because it's not about you, it's not about me. It's about him, and it's about the rest. Amen. That's why, church, people work so hard in everything else. They work so hard at their workplace. They work hard at the gym. They work hard how they eat. They work hard in every area when you need to work hard in your own personal spiritual life. You know, when you're in the gym and you're in that bike, and you know, you're already at the 40-minute mark. You got, I got 20 more minutes. And then you'll bump up the speed or whatever. See, think about it, your walk with the Lord, church. Say, I need to work in myself. I want to think how God thinks. I want to speak how God speaks. I want to be a blessing wherever I go. Amen. Hallelujah. The manna is there, church. Amen? And then he says in verse 49, your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, but then he says, and are dead. But then he goes, this is the bread which comes down from heaven. The one may eat of it and never die. See, this is the way I see it, church. I know. By his grace, I have eternal life. I know that I am saved by his grace, not by my works. I know my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know that I have salvation. But church, but before the Lord comes, and he is coming back, the Bible says very quickly. But in the meantime, we need to stay busy for God's kingdom. Amen? We want to please him. We want to walk in his will. We want to fulfill our calling. And at the same time, live a blessed, victorious, more than a conqueror spiritual life in Christ Jesus. My last scripture I'm reading, Revelations 3:20. Now, you got to remember, in Revelations chapter 3, many of you know this scripture. Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. This was the lukewarm church. Why lukewarm? Because there weren't even cold or hot. They were lukewarm. And when you read in Revelations chapter 3, God knows everything. Jesus knows. He tells him, I know your works. He says that you are neither cold or hot. He says, I could wish you were cold or hot. He says, but because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, he says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, look what Jesus, he's telling the lukewarm church. He says, you church, lukewarm, you're saying this. This is what you say. You say, I am rich, have become wealthy, I have need of nothing. You see, there's people that say, I don't need nothing else. You know, I'm rich. I'm prosperous. You know, I got everything. Well, Jesus is telling them what they're saying. He says, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know. He says, you say all this, but you don't know. This is who you really are. He tells them. He says, you are rich. You are miserable. Poor. You say you're rich, but in reality, you're poor. He says, and you're blind. And to top it off, and you're naked. Because a lot of people, church, they think, well, you know, I'm good. I don't need Jesus. I don't need, listen to what I'm going to say. I'm not talking about coming to church. I'm not talking about, which that in itself is a blessing to be here this morning. But I'm not talking about to say I am a Christian. I'm a believer. Yeah, I go with my, you know, my family. I hear the pastor. He's not talking about that. And a lot of people, you know, they stay comfortable and say, you know, to say, you know what, I went and I listened and yes, the Lord ministered to me. But notice what he tells them. He says, but you are naked. You're blind, you're poor, you say you're rich. But I see something else. See, church, that's why I started saying this in the beginning. What God wants you. He wants you. Not your neighbor, not your other brother and sister. He wants you. Amen. He wants to spend time with you. He knows you have needs. He knows, you know, he knows what you're going through. He knows what you are facing. He knows, you know, everything. And he's like literally telling you, I can help you. I can fix it. I can restore it. But you got to give me time. And you know why? And you know, you're thinking, you're saying, man, that's pretty hard. That's harsh. Saying that, you know, I say that I'm good. But you're saying that, you know, I'm poor. You know why he's telling them? Don't miss, that's why every time you read the scriptures, don't just read one text, read the context. Notice what he tells them. Now I'm going to jump over real quick. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten them. All he's saying, look, the reason I'm telling you all of this is because I love you. You are my bride. I care for you. I care for your life. And let me say this, church. God knows. God really knows your spiritual walk. You can say all you can. Remember I just said on Wednesday, we're good about speaking the Christian language. But God knows you very well, how your spiritual life is. But why? But because he loves you. He's not condemning you. He's not, you know, looking you down. He wants you to know him. the creator, the one that chose you, the one that created you, he wants you to know him. Remember the fresh bread? Who still wants the fresh bread? Imagine, church, how long you've been walking with God? Over 30 years. But in those 30 years, church, maybe 6 out of those 30, I probably spent 20 minutes in the presence of God. Oh, church, I want the fresh bread. And notice that I'm not putting a time clock. I'm not putting a timer. It's just, church, of your busy life, pause and get in the presence of God. Then he tells them, when he says, hey, as many as I love, I rebuke. He says, therefore be zealous and repent. He says, in other words, he's telling this, get your act together. Get on fire for God. Get that hunger from God. Get that fresh bread again. And he says, and repent. Repent is just, what it means, it's just a change of mindset, a different direction. See, sometimes we're going on one direction. And we could be like them. You know, I'm cool. You know, I'm healthy. Got money. You guys seen that that TikTok? It's going viral. Just give me that money. Just give me that money. God's telling you, just give me your heart. Give me your life. Give me you. Amen. He wants you, church, to turn to him. And he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens his door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. You know, when that word says, I will come into him and dine with him. What that word dine, it means, hear me out. It means this. He's talking about the principal meal. The big dish. The one, it would usually would happen in the evening where everyone, the family, would eat the big dish, the big meal. That's why I said, we want the steak, not the appetizer. And they say that when you would sit down, you could sit and fellowship as long as you wanted. There was no rush. There was no hurry. See, many times in life, what do we do, church? What's the phrase a lot of people use? I'm very busy. But see, in that busyness, all you're getting is little appetizers. But no, I want the main meal. I want the principal meal. I want the tri-tip. I want the cheesy potatoes with bacon on it. Want the salad. Amen. I want the main dish. I want that fellowship. That's what God wants from you, church. But too many are too satisfied just with little appetizers. And always, church, three things. When they would eat a meal is, number one, there was a sign of covenant, your relationship with God, friendship. Let me tell you something, church. God is your best friend. He never fails. He'll never let you down. He will cry with you. He will understand you. He's your best friend. And thirdly, fellowship. You can fellowship with him anytime you want, church. Anytime you want. Amen. And he is here today, church. God is saying, hey, have fellowship with me, man. God doesn't reject you. That's why he uses one word in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly. You know what that means? If you're going to come with me, you can come boldly. You can come with confidence. God's not looking like, hey, well, you haven't read the Bible in 2 months. I haven't seen you around. He says, come boldly. Because he knows that the moment you enter, you come boldly, he's about to do something in you. He's about to recharge you. You had all these crazy thoughts, and he's about to clean them up. Because everything changes, church, in his presence. And he's here this morning. Please stand.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.